is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Updates from our resident nuclear expert, John. Of course, his background is in the British Special Forces as a nuclear scientist, and we will talk to him in just a moment. We'll also take your phone calls at 800-313-9443 throughout this hour's show, this hour of the show, I should say, 800-313-9443. I got a number of stories I want to get to. Connecticut gun owners refuse to register weapons. We'll tell you about that. Our very own Katina Sovereignopoulos at the website wrote on that topic. What a great name, Katina Sovereignopoulos. I love it. And she's going to be writing pretty much every day for the Bob Tuscan website. So there's a lot of exciting stuff going on there. Also, another story we have posted is about the Guantanamo detention facility. And now Guantanamo now calls these hunger strikes long-term non-religious fast. So if it's not for Ramadan, it's a non-religious fast, I guess, a long-term one. So we'll talk a little bit about that, and we'll tell you about this Fukushima-class action. Folks, this could wipe out GE. This is a big story, and I'm anxious to get into that. I'm sure John, our nuclear expert, will want to comment on it as well. I can't talk tonight. It's been a long day. All right. Enough of that. Let's take a quick call, though, from Kerry in Florida. Hello, Kerry. Absolutely. I completely agree with you. 100%. That's the best call we've got in all week. Kerry, you're the best. Did Kerry drop? All right. It was a great call from Kerry, though. In case you're wondering what Kerry said this. I'll let you hear it again. Okay, did you get that? Great. Let's go to John now, our resident nuclear expert in Barbados. Hello, John.
Hi, Bob.
How's the island?
So, how you doing? Yep, well, things are changing in Japan.
They are.
We've had a German expert over there and telling the Japanese that their storage facilities, they cannot keep storing this radioactive water. They're going to have to release some of it into the ocean. And last week, TEPCO finally admitted that the central core of the reactor number 3 had melted down and was gone through the primary and secondary containment and was now entering the groundwater area under Fukushima. So we can expect more nonsense from this plant. They have no idea how to stop it.
Do you have any ideas?
Well, they should have done what the Russians did in the first place and completely just covered it in concrete and with boron, mixed with boron, to absorb a lot of the radiation. But they didn't. They thought they could fix it. Big mistake. And as for the class action lawsuit against GE, actually there's two. One from the citizens around Fukushima and Japan, and another from the corporations that have suffered massive losses because of this incident. So there's actually two. The individuals are demanding $3 million per person in the class, and the corporations are demanding $5 million per corporation in the class. This, as you say, could shatter English Electric forever.
Is it called English? Yeah, I am. Is it called English Electric or General Electric?
General Electric, English Electric. It's the same company.
Okay, I thought so. Let's see. Did we have our Kerry back? Kerry, go ahead. Sorry about that.
Hi,
Kerry. Can you hear us?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Go ahead, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, Mark, I was calling because Rivero said that fascism was right-wing. And I always learned if you drew a linear line and you drew no government on the right, which is anarchy, and more government on the left, which is communism, and in between is democracy, fascism, and so forth. What's your take on right-wing fascism, sir?
My take on right-wing fascism.
May I answer that question?
I always learned it was
John,
right-wing.
Please answer.
Can I answer that question?
Go for it.
Right-wing fascism would be bankers controlling the government. They are corporate private interests controlling a right-wing fascist regime.
But left-wing is more government. Right-wing is less government, is what I've always learned on a linear scale. On a linear scale, right-wing is anarchy. You go left, you get more government. This is what I learned with my tenure with the John Birch Society. It was very simple. You drew a line, and you drew the Constitutional Republic just left of anarchy, which is us, and then everything else is unacceptable. And, anarchy may work or may not, but that's not how we were formed. I specifically love how our founding fathers founded us, how they wrote everything down in very clear English, and with their Federalist Papers, there's no mistake what they meant. But when Rivero called fascism right-wing, and the Nazis right-wing, that falls into the communist paradigm of crap, I should say, and I just want to know, am I wrong drawing the linear line? Is it a circular? Or what's going on here?
I would say it's circular to a certain extent. I think there's obviously certain different connotations of the word right that are used today that might not be in line with a strict look at this linear left-right situation that you're describing, and he might have different connotations that he's implying by his use of that. He's not here right now with us anymore. That was last hour. So when you get a chance, call him up and ask him about it.
Well, I will, but what do you think? Do you think there's a linear line can be drawn with less government and more government? I mean, I think it's pretty cool. Less government to the right, you have anarchy to the right, and then...
Well, I mean, that's a bit arbitrary still in a certain extent. I mean, why don't we say less government to the left?
Well, less government and more government is how the line's drawn. Yes, sir. Yes, John.
Anarchy, from my point of view, actually anarchy is no government. Everybody
right.
can do whatever they wish... As long as they infringe on other people's rights to do whatever they wish.
Justin Show. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We have John from Barbados with us. He's hanging out riding shotgun with me at the moment. We also have none other than Fred in Iowa calling in, and you can call in as well at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We had Mike Rivera with us last hour. Definitely check that out in the archives. And let's get to some more callers here. We've got a lot to talk about. Let's talk with Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
Hi, Bob. I'll sure defer to that young man in Barbados, seeing I'm a 6 years senior to him. But to make it simplistic or not.
Did you say you're 60 years senior than him?
Six years.
I was going to say, how old are you? 205?
I'd like to be.
Okay, Fred.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Any ism, to make it real simple for the caller there, and this is coming from a simple man, communism, socialism, fascism is a loss of freedom and control, dictatorship. And you can make it a straight line or a circle, but you could use anarchy for no government at all, teetotal freedom. But the libertarians, they subscribe to that or believe in that, but they can't answer the questions of an anarchist, you know. But anyhow, I put my two cents in. Good to hear you, John. Good to hear you, Bob. I don't know if that helped.
No, that makes sense, Fred. Thank you for your call. By the way, you guys reminded me, a very close friend of mine, he's been on my show before, Dr. Hart Stringfellow. He turned 90 today. 90. So happy birthday to him. I love you. You're a good guy. I've learned a lot from you. So there you go. John, you're just about 90, right, man? Where'd John go?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You're just about 90, aren't you?
Oh, I don't think I'll last that long.
Will anybody?
I'm 70 actually, but
geez, you're 70 years old. Wow.
But I can still knock a golf ball 300 yards.
Look at you! Play a lot of golf there.
Yeah, I was out playing golf day before yesterday, and I missed the Mike Rivera show. I always call in to Mike, but I called in today and put me 2 pennies worth in on the various subjects, particularly on the Ukrainian situation.
Yeah, what's your take on that? Let's hear about it.
Well, it's strange. The mainstream media, you know, the corporate media is not telling hardly anything of the reality of the situation. 61% of Ukrainians are Russian-speaking. 41% of those Ukrainians speak only Russian. And now this Nazi government that's inserted itself in through force of arms has banned Russian. Now, it's crazy. The other thing is, you know, that the West moves aircraft into Poland and Lithuania.
Hold on Russia's a second, John. Just a quick correction, though. Russian was not banned. The official language is no longer Russian. And the language there might be confusing, but it's just a matter of no longer having it as its official language.
Exactly, but what that means is that people in the Ukraine who speak only Russian will be disadvantaged. That's 41% of the population, because all the forms will be, you know, all the government forms, the certificates and what have you will be produced in the Ukrainian language, and the 41% of the population won't be able to understand it. They'll have to learn a new language. So, but the other thing is that the West is running real risks of total economic collapse. After the Yeltsin government failed, Russia was a basket case, and the Western powers looked on Russia as an investment opportunity. They could pick up corporations and what have you for peanuts, and they invested huge sums of money. Well, if sanctions are put on Russia, all that Russia's going to do is say, thank you very much for your money, but you're not getting any of it back. And by the way, these are now state corporations that you built for us. And Germany and America heavily invested in Russia. They're going to lose that. And Michael is slightly wrong, because 41% of Europe's energy, both oil and gas, comes from Russia. So, okay, 30% of that gas goes through the Ukraine. Some of it goes through Belarus and others, circuitous routes. However, the Russians can turn it all off. They can say, pay us in gold or no more gas and oil. That will crash the engine of economy in Europe, the German economy, and the whole of Europe will collapse.
That's exactly.
And if Europe collapses, yeah, if Europe collapses, America's not far behind. I'll give it 7 days.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what Mike was saying last hour when we had him on. His analysis was extremely similar to what you just put forth. Let's take another caller here. Let's talk to CJ in Michigan. Hello, CJ.
Hello, how are you? Can you hear me?
What's on your mind?
You guys are forgetting to mention the Brotherhood. You know, the phrase of the Brotherhood is, are you a fellow traveler? And that's the same phrase the communists use to identify a fellow communist. Did you know that? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. I'm not sure what that's a reference to, but okay, interesting.
Freemasonry.
Right, yeah.
A fellow traveler. That's, there's many signs and passwords and such.
Yeah.
But the roots of, there's a synthesis between, fascism and communism that creates socialism, and right now, like, we're feeling the effects of that. you gotta remember the world is a stage. And everything that appears to happen is definitely not what's happening.
Every single thing we've been taught, we should think very, very deeply about and question. I agree with that, CJ.
I'd like to reference the trivium method. There's a lot of people that have been mistaught in the older world, like the 1800s, it was a crime to teach someone of the layman. Like, layman means to misteach. But if you were to misteach someone, that was a punishable crime, especially children. It's really interesting because right now in our county, there's like a sheriff, and his name is Darby.
I want to hear about that. I want to hear about that, CJ, in just a second.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Show 800-394-43. Taking your calls. And we had CJ in Michigan calling up with some interesting stuff. What you were about to tell us about your sheriff up there. Go ahead.
Oh, me and my friend were just talking about the Montana Freeman because of the commercial you just had on there about the detaxation. Because, like, about 10 years ago or so, Montana Freeman, they were a group that organized a town that were printing their license plates and et cetera, and then they all, basically they were detaxing people and they all got busted, and it was, I don't know, but oh, a local sheriff of ours, Darleaf, was, he's like a pro militia, and like they have an investigation where they took all the computers from the county place. And, there's psychological warfare going on right now where people are, if they hear the word militia, they associate it with terrorists. If they hear the word patriot, they associate it with terrorists. And the psychological warfare, I mean, it does not stop. Like, people are, they're being taught situation ethics in schools. Where it's okay to murder or it's okay to steal because of this situation, and they change their ethics up depending on the situations, and then they pervert stuff to basically trick people into doing things by misteaching them, and I don't know, but all the war, it's about the CFR, it's about the United Nations. And if you look where the world headquarters of the United Nations is, it's like the same building as the World Congress of Freemasonry. And Elgar Hiss was a communist, and he was imprisoned for communism, and he wrote the United Nations Charter. And the United Nations Charter is the supreme rule of the land in America because it overrules any other law, even the Constitution. Well, we don't have constitutional jurisdiction because of a case in Georgia. I forget the case name, but we're not parties to the Constitution. Therefore, we have no constitutional rights, and we've been contracted into basically we're franchisees of a nonprofit corporation ran by the Virginia Company, which is owned by British. And if you become a lawyer, you have to pass the bar exam. And you have to have permission to use the copyrighted laws, which were copyrighted by the British. And the acronym for BAR, the first letter, is British, because they're British copyrighted laws. And a lot of people in this country are suffering where their children are taken from them, and homeless are like not being allowed to be fed, and they can't ask for money or food. Like, it's illegal in certain areas for homeless people to do that. It's becoming illegal for it to protest in Michigan. Are you still there?
Yeah, man, you need your own show.
Oh, I talk to Freeman a lot. Do you know who that is? Or actually, I talked to.
I'm sorry. Who do you talk to?
Oh, this dude Freeman. He's really cool. He's like a researcher, a truth seeker type person, but there's a lot of researchers out there.
You're talking about Freeman Fly?
Yeah, yeah. But he doesn't have a lot of time to talk on the computer, so I relay a lot of information to his girlfriend. Or I think it's his wife, actually. But there's a lot of researchers out there that are basically like, I mean, there's a lot of UFOologists that were proven by William Cooper to be CIA agents. And there's no doubt in my mind, if you did background checks, and every person claiming to be a researcher, you would find their involvement with these organized groups. because there's disinformation spreading like viruses, and people are swallowing it, and they're believing it, and they don't understand, like... They don't understand what's at stake. It's like, we don't have constitutional money in this country, in the whole country. There's no money that's constitutional that breaks contract with the government is the Constitution. That's what holds the constitutional republic together. And for there to be democracy, that's a trick. Like Jordan Maxwell says, what's democracy? 49 whites voting and hanging one black. That's democracy. If you don't like it, get the hell out. Like, all these people, they're all anti-this and all anti-that, but when they're saying that they're anti-this and they're anti-that, typically they're saying they're anti-American, because America is about freedom. And there's a lot of people, there's a lot of movements out there that are, there's the coercion of the secret societies over the profane, they coerce them into, they're trying to get them to destroy what's left of the Constitutional Republic by rioting. because they have to
All right, usher. Man. Well, I appreciate your call tonight, CJ.
One more word. They have to usher in. They have to destroy the old republic to usher in the new republic.
Okay. Thanks for touching base with us tonight, man. Take care, all right? All right, John, you still with us?
Yeah.
Did you retain all that?
He's talking about the sovereign freeman movement.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that, yeah.
The freeman on the land and remedy for... Because... That means, legislative rules of society, usually called acts or statutes or codes or titles, not really laws. They're just rules of society that's been legislated and approved by the corporate America. Same in Britain.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sometimes called the colour of law. And the only way to enforce the colour of law is with a police force that is brutal. And we've got it everywhere now. So we're not really free.
Right.
We're not a democracy. Most of it is elective dictatorships. I mean, a republic, what is a republic? It's not a democracy. A republic isn't a democracy. And what really makes America not a democracy is this college, the Electoral College, which has the final say on who becomes president, regardless of the public opinion poll, usually called an election. And even the public opinion poll, with its Diebold machines and shenanigans going on, is a total fiction as to what really happened in the election. So, it's all done for theatre to make you feel as though you can make a difference. You can't, but people still think they can. Crazy, isn't it?
It's a crazy world we live in, man. 800-313-9443 if you want to jump in on this craziness tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443.
Well, I'm going to shoot off now, Bob. Being on the show again. I'll talk to you later.
I will send you your check, all right?
I'm all right. I have a few shillings, and my nice government has just increased my pension by few hundred dollars. Yeah.
Will you send me a donation when you get a chance?
I donate regularly to the RBN network.
What about me?
You want a free holiday? Just come down, just give us a shout, and you can...
So you donate to the network and I just get a free holiday, all right.
Yeah. You get a free holiday, you can come down, you can stay in a separate cottage which is on the land and whatever you can...
You better be careful, I might take you up on
bathing, the bathing in the azure blue Caribbean sea with Caribbean blue skies, no chemtrails, you know.
All right, sounds good, John, take care.
Yep,
next segment, back. More calls, more stories, 800-313-9443.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal Carl says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. And shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Satan. All right, 800-313-9443. It's our last segment this hour on the Bob Tuscan Show. Next hour, we're going to go back to a conversation we had with Ryan Dawson just the other day on the Ukraine and what's going on there. Important discussion that we had. And I think, well, it will complement the interview we did first hour with Mike Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com. My Free Your Mind conference video is finally up. I'm excited about that. I have yet to release it on my channel, but it's edited, and it looks good. And It's something that I did that was extremely personal to me. The title of my talk was The Birth of a Free Mind. And it revolves around the birth of my son, now going back 20 months. 20 months. I got to tell you, it's been the fastest 20 months of my life, to say the least. I mean, lightning speed. Lightning speed. It was just the other day he was born, man. Just the other day. And now he's doing all sorts of cool things. He's talking a little bit here and there, and he's running around, and he's playing, and he's just, oh, man. But the world he has inherited is a messed up one. And everywhere you look, there are more and more pitfalls, potential pitfalls that we face. So I'm very concerned about the world that my son has inherited, and I hope to make a difference. And I had hoped to make a difference even before I ever thought of his coming. So, there you go. Enough on that, though. I guess my Free Mind Conference talk got me thinking about all that. Folks, let's take some more phone calls in this last segment here of this hour. 800-313-9443. Talk about anything you want. 800-313-9443. Hello there, Mike, how are you?
Oh, all right, I guess. I was there was a heck of a delay. Apparently there was quite a delay in the internet connection I was listening to. I didn't realize what time it was. That last caller was talking about democracy, and by the way, yay for you and your 20 months so far. Okay. But it wait till it's like 8 years or 18 years, and then you'll think about how quickly those years went by. But, and you know, I've heard my parents and other people talk about that, thinking about unadopting or getting somebody to adopt their children out because they don't want to admit that they're 40 or whatever age, you know, they have to admit their own age then. But, that last guy was talking about, democracy or republic or whatever, but I have to wonder, what is a corporation? Is a corporation a democracy? I mean, the vote of the shareholders, does it really matter, or are they just taken under advisement? The chief executive officer, chief financial officer, chief operating officer, the board of directors, ultimately make a lot of the decisions, and the way that they are, where they're at, mainly is they own a significant portion of the shares. And I think that's what we've been conned into, is some kind of a U.S. person corporation. That's what some people claim evidence for, like 1871 or something. The District of Columbia is a city-state, like the Vatican City-State or like the London, City of London Business District, and you are contracted into that basically as an employee of Congress. And that's where you have your privileges and immunities, is whatever they decide that you have. It's no longer, or you have somehow stepped out of the original republic, which would limit the scope of government. That's what we're supposed to have, is a limited government with democratic elements. And the District of Columbia was supposed to be foreign to you and I as a citizen of our state that we live in, the land in which we live. So it's gotten quite convoluted and messed up. We weren't ever supposed to vote directly for the president. The Senate of your state was supposed to vote for your senators. And so there's elements of our republic that have been made to disappear. It's almost like that quote from Peter Cushing in Star Wars. And when they get rid of the Electoral College, the last remnants of the Old Republic will be swept away. If you've ever seen that quote. I think that's, I don't think the guy with the British accent fully understands the type of government we're supposed to have. A lot of people don't. Have you ever read that 1928, I think it is, U.S. Army Field Manual?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it plainly lays it out. But, it's not complete, but it does outline the difference between a democracy and a republic. I think it's pretty undeniable that the vast majority of the people that agreed to throw off old King George and the tyranny,
right,
thought that they were creating a Christian nation that they had no intention of allowing it to be dominated by those who wanted to be free from religion. You know, freedom of religion is not the same as freedom from religion.
Well, Mike, good stuff as always, man. I want to squeeze in another mic, so I'm going to let you go, all right? All right, take care. Let's talk to Mike in New York now. Mike, what's going on in New York?
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Bob. I wanted to ask a question. I guess it's a little rhetorical, but do you think you've ever really had the freedom that of the Republic, you know, and so much that we're trying to go back to or get back to? Do you think we've ever really had it solid?
No.
I don't, you know, and I think in a lot of ways we're chasing a paper dream, I think we're so caught up in the nostalgic of what we could have had or whatever the case is. And if we actually start acting in the now, and you bring up anarchy, I think it's a great way. We have to get towards that, because in the only way, if this system collapses, you know, anarchy will happen, you know, for a short period of time until it can be controlled. That's usually because the masses are dumbed down, and they'll just riot and things like that, and that would be called anarchy. But if we can actually get to the point where we can, the government will hopefully collapse on its own, and we can actually rebuild, we could restart a semblance of the republic for which we're so-called that we used to have. But, you know, until that point, you know, we really have to, as Mike Romero constantly says, we have to wait for this thing to collapse. Because I don't think there's really going to be any single person or group out there or any organization that's going to actually do anything to stop this until this beast collapses on itself. We can starve it, but I don't think there's enough masses out there willing to let go of you know, their bank accounts and their lovely jobs and things like that. I think it's just gonna be a fight to the end.
Mike, I'm scared to see what this all looks like in the long run. But I thank you for your call tonight, and we're gonna go to our next commercial break so we can bring in our next hour discussion with Ryan Dawson.
The Bob Tuscan Show.